This is unbelievable. Pride of Jenny, about 30 lengths in front in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. She keeps going, coming up the rise. Pride of Jenny at the 200. My goodness, 15 in front. Declan Bates goes for the whip, riding a ride out. There's no need. This is a demolition job. Pride of Jenny in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. My, oh, my.
Hi there and welcome to the B-Set. This is Ray Hickson, a slightly different version of the B-Set this week in Nick Burney's absence. I thought we'd have a quick run through of the Rosehill Gardens meeting on Saturday, pretty much race by race, and we'll go through the major chances. Kicking off with the two-year-old race, the ATC Bookmakers Recognition Day Handicap. Really interesting race, particularly with a little bit of doubt around whether Seascape, the early favourite, is going to line up. There's going to be a decision made on Friday night. I'd suggest she probably will. It looks a good race for her. She probably surprised the stable a little bit, $12 into $7 on debut at Gosford, going to the front, and Tom Markwin had an armchair ride on her. Look, these off-season two-year-old races can often throw up a smart one, and we've got a number of barrier trialers and horses coming through, I guess, provincial races. But my numbers here will be 8, 11, 1, and 6. I've got Seascape on top of Rantan, a filly trained by Ron Quinton, who really didn't look like a 900-metre horse when she won on debut. She did a few things wrong, got a long way back, was heavily supported, and ran right up to it to win. The runner-up in that race, Shall Be, won at Newcastle during the week. So that's a nice little kick-up for the form. Pisces is an interesting runner, resumes as a gelding, won his debut at Kembla Grange and ran third behind Straight Charge and Erno's Cube in a two-year-old race at December just before Christmas. Now, that's obviously pretty decent form for a two-year-old race. So he's been gelded, a couple of trials, drawn soft. He's a big watch. And another big watch, I thought, on Point and Shoot, first starter for the Bjorn Baker stable, has looked pretty good in his recent trials. He did trial back in November and was beaten, but he's come back to win his two trials at Warwick Farm and Randwick. He bumped into Straight Charge and Trunk in that first trial. So again, not bad two-year-old credentials. So for the opening race, I went 8, 11, 1, and 6. We'll move over to race two, the Midway Handicap. A lot of these are quite lotteries. I like the chances of IPO each way here, number 11. I thought this horse put in an eye-catching return. Had a bit of a checkered run, this mare did, behind Sicilian and Queen of the Mile at Canterbury. Back on the 17th of April, she's fitter for that. She does tend to fire second up, draws nicely. And she did win one of these at Randwick back in October. I thought she was a good chance. My numbers here will be 11, 17, 4 and 3 at this stage. Run with the Tide first up. Just concerned, even though he won first up at 1,100 metres last preparation, it was a maiden, that the trip's going to be just that little bit too short for him fresh. But he is a go-forward horse and really hasn't done too much wrong in his career. Everyone's a star, I think, back in class from quite a cheeky run in the Sapphire Stakes at Group 2 level last start. And Vegas Raider, he's absolutely flying. He was scratched from Kensington on Anzac Day, and his trial suggests he's going to run a big race fresh. So, look, the Midway's tough, but that's the way we'll go with that race. Now, moving on to race three, a benchmark 78 for three-year-olds and up, the Philip Piccone Handicap. A bit of a tricky one here with a severe lack of speed on paper. I'm going to go with number 7, Green Shadows. The numbers will be 7, 1, 4, and 9 as it stands. Green Shadows was a bit of a bridesmaid last preparation. He won his first two starts in really good style and then went on a bit of a losing streak, although he was thrown into some quite good company, ran a few good races. Once he was gelded, he put together 6 second placings, which was really frustrating for Connections, but he's a different horse when he resumed at Warwick Farm. It wasn't an overly strongly run race. Huesca got along okay in front, but he charged down the middle after being slowly away and really put them away in excellent style at 1,400 metres. So if he can reproduce that kind of performance, he's going to be very hard to hold out. Ruby Flyer, number one, probably has that little bit tactical advantage in that he can settle a little bit closer. He got a long way back in the provincial midway final and ran on well to finish midfield at Territory Express. I think that's pretty good form. Four Rhythm of Love is a good chance as well. Comes off a listed placing. He'll get every hope from barrier one. And Nine Unusual Legacy is a big watch first up. He should have won first up last preparation at Newcastle. Then won his next two. Gets in with 54.5 after Amy McLucas's claim. So he's a big watch first up. Everyone's favourite, the Tab Highway, race four. Big watch here on number 13, Martini Mama. 13, 7, 3, and 10 are the early numbers here. She's been nothing short of dynamic in her two wins since a spell. This grey filly trained by Matt Dale, winning at Wagga and Goulburn by big spaces. She had 59 kilos at Goulburn, and while she only beat four rivals, she beat them into the ground, and she drops to 54 kilos. Wouldn't be surprised that if she knocks off this race, Matt Dale sends her up to Scone for a listed race. He did mention that race after her win at Goulburn a month ago. So she's had a jump out, speaking to him during the week. She's had a jump out and won that in quite good style. He likes the draw for her. She should be able to find a spot somewhere in that first half of the field. And I think the race revolves around whether she is as smart as she looks. From a dangerous perspective, there's plenty of them. Tanglewood's a smart type. He suffered a defeat at Canterbury before a spell, but look out, he doesn't run a big race, even though he's drawn a tricky gate. Perennial's drawn the outside here, and he's a smart type as well. His only defeat came at the hands of Once Again My Girl in a highway at Randwick over 1,000 metres, where he just found it a touch short. So he's going to be charging at the line. Number 10, Prophet's Daughter's flying down south. There's cases to be made for a few others. I don't mind the chances of Compelling Truth. Wilbury's got a decision over Gallant Star to his name, and you've got a horse like Super Impressive with three wins on end this preparation. But Martini Mama, the big watch in this Tab Highway. We'll move on to race five, Dennis Jamison over 1,300. Number nine, Miss Hades is doing nothing wrong here. I know she's drawn wide, but there doesn't look to be a whole lot of competition for the lead, and she should be able to get across. She did the job nicely first up at Gosford on a soft seven, and look, everything she's done prior to that suggests she'd be even better on top of the ground. So I think Gary Portelli has this filly flying, and she can run you a really good race in a race that's up for grabs. So 9-4-2-3 in race five. 4 for Cindy's unbeaten second up. She was really good when she resumed behind Green Shadows and Huesca there at Warwick Farm, making a run up along the inside over the 1,400 metres. If there's a negative, it's going back to the 1,300 metres second up. So she'll want a bit of pace on to be able to hit the line late. I think the two Chris Lees runners can run well. Rosita we know very well. She'll get back and she'll be charging home at the finish. Powerful Peg was really disappointing at Warwick Farm in the Green Shadows race. She started $4.40, had every possible, and just didn't go on with it. But she was quite good in the Winona Girl before that at big odds. She's won 6 of 19, so we can think that she'll bounce back to something like her best form here with a 3-kilo claim to aid her chances. So 9-4-2-3 in Dennis Jamison. Handicap, obviously, bookmaker recognition day on Saturday. A lot of the race names are named after noted bookies. So race six, the Hot Rod and Custom Show Handicap. I've gone with number one, Let's Try here. He's racing in fantastic form. He's done nothing wrong his last six starts for 3 wins and 3 seconds. Brandon Lorena's been riding him in most of his starts. He's certainly been on board in all 3 wins, and he's been super impressive. He did a bit of work there at Newcastle first up under the 59.5. He was held off the fence, but he was still in front, and look, he was as strong as anything, if not stronger, on the line getting away from him. This is actually his first start in town, but I think he's come up with a nice race. He's drawn okay. He'll put himself into it, and he looks hard to beat. 1, 6, 5, and 9 in this race. I thought Yiska would run well. He's been threatening to put together a win in 3 runs back from a spell. I thought it hit the line well behind Briasa at Canterbury last up. Big watch on West of Africa, first up as a gelding. Had some good form around him earlier in his career. Might have gone off the boil a little bit, hence the decision to geld him. But his two trials have been okay, particularly the second one, although beaten 9 lengths. I still think it was a good effort leading into this first up run. So here's a watch. And then number 9, Ostraka, also trained by Annabelle Neesham. Another horse resuming from a spell, also been gelded. Trial behind Kipps Bay, who we'll talk about shortly, in his latest trial at Hawkesbury. And wouldn't be surprised if he runs you a good race. We'll move on to race 7, the sprint, the open, the benchmark 94, the Farewell James Ross, who's the ATC racing manager, who's moving on to a new job in Hong Kong. Speaking of Kipps Bay, I've got him on top here, 12 from 15, 14 and 7 as we stand. Kipps Bay, a promising sprinter trained by Nathan Doyle, won his first 3 starts for Nathan before having a few excuses in a couple of runs. He was narrowly beaten before a spell by Devil's Throat at Rose Hill, carrying 59 kilos, and pulled up with a bit of an issue after that. So that's why he hasn't raced since June. He's had a couple of trials. He was particularly sharp behind Ostraka. And hopefully he can get out of the gates cleanly from Barrier 1, because he can be a bit scratchy at the start. and he'll give himself every chance. Like to see a bit of support for him, that's always encouraging. Kazoo number 15 won a barrier trial by 8.5 lengths, which is a little unusual for those from the Chris Wallace stable. She's a jump and run type of horse, so the barrier won't worry her. She'll look to push forward and give herself every chance in the run. Number 14, Eagle Nest, is another big watch. She's come out of two Group 3 races this preparation where she hasn't measured up, I think it's fair to say. Look, her form last preparation was really good, so it was warranted to throw at the stumps. Drawn two, she'll race on the speed, and she'll give you a good sight if you like her. The other one I'm going to throw into the numbers is number 7, Waddy Goes. 1,100 metres is probably short of his best, but look out, he doesn't run a cheeky race. He's trialling particularly well. We'll move on to the Vale Lonro Handicap, the 1,500 metres, benchmark 100. Lonro, one of a lot of people's favourite horses, passed away late last week, and I remember going to his farewell in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes and watching Grand Armée run him into the ground. He was a great horse, Lonro, and he left his mark not only on the racetrack, but at stud, being quite a good producer. The Vale Lonro Handicap, number 10 on top, I Know a Star, trained by Bjorn Baker. Kayla Nisbet, the country championships winning jockey, gets the ride here on this front runner. And I think, even though he missed his planned run last week at Randwick when the last couple of races were called off due to the rain, I think it's probably not a bad setup for him. There doesn't look to be anywhere near as much pressure in this race as there might have been. He gets complete control in front, drops 6 kilos. His second up form is a lot better than his first up form, and his good track form is also very, very solid. So he's a bit of a winner, 8 from 17, and he'll be the horse they have to run down. 11 St. Lawrence is a big, big watch first up. I thought he's 4 from 4 first up and 2 from 2 second up, so he obviously acts well fresh. He took on the 5 Diamonds before a spell, didn't quite measure up there. He's had a couple of trials for the Kieran Maher Yard up here in Sydney, and he's a big watch if there's any support for him. Number 4, Waterford, goes in. I had him on top last week with the wet track. I don't know that the firmer ground really suits him, but getting back to Rosehill does. He loves the place. Nashawilla, soft gate, he can run well. And 2, Grabini, he's usually a second-up prospect as well. He was also due to run last week. He went around at the trials on Tuesday. Trialled quite well, I thought. The barrier will see him drop right back, but look for him to be running home. Others that'll be hitting the line are likes of Lions Roar, Amakura, both for longer journeys. But quite like the chances of number 10 on top, I Know a Star. 2 races to go, race 9. Look, this race is up for grabs after the scratching of City of Lights, who went around at Kensington on Thursday. She would have started favourite in this race, and rightly so, because it's a motley crew here and really anything goes. I've got 4, 8, 10 and 1 as my numbers. Andalus on top for John O'Shea. I think John's pretty strong in this race. I thought he was quite good first up behind Bethancourt over the mile at Gosford on a soft 7. I think a firmer track's not too bad for him. He'll certainly appreciate the extra 200 metres of this race. And look, in a race I'm not confident in, it's fair to say, I'll have him on top of Premise, who's been going around in Mare's company the last two at group level, and she's been okay. Probably found the 1,900 metres just a little bit too far. Last start in the opponent. Back that 100 metres, soft gate. If she doesn't run well here, I'll be surprised. 10, Gan Taran in for third. She was disappointing, I thought, in the Bethancourt Andalus race at Gosford. She's done a lot of threatening. She's got the blinkers on and a soft gate here, so if she's ever going to fire. She ran a couple of good races, to be fair, last preparation. This is a good chance. 1, Sir Lucan, next best. He might get some control up in front here, can give a sight, although his second up record is a little bit better than his first up. Not a race I'm keen on, but we'll go with 4, 8, 10, and 1. And we'll wrap up the Luke Lucas Handicap, 1,300 metres, the benchmark 78. I thought one of the better value chances here on the day was number 14, Eastern Glow, for Jaden Lloyd, Keith Dryden, the trainer. Look, he had no luck at all first up at Canberra in a federal won by Merck. He had 61 kilos, got a long way back there, settled last. He had good support suggesting that he was going to run well, and he found the line really late when he got out. That extra 100 metres will be a plus. He had some good form last preparation. He chased home I Know a Star in the Dubbo Cup. He's been around the mark. He finished midfield, or better than midfield, in the Little Dance. That's pretty strong form for this benchmark 78. So he goes on top of 7, Starman. He hasn't won for a long time, Starman, but he's racing really well with a string of placings. He gets Nash, a soft gate, every possible chance if you like him. 13, Ivan's Hero, comes up from Melbourne. We'll forgive him a failure down the straight. You've always got to do that. Back around the bend, I think that He raced well in Sydney last preparation, and he's a horse that I think will attract a bit of support. 12, the next best, Huesca. Blinkers back on him. He failed to run out the 1550 last start, but I think that back in trip, Blinkers will help his cause, and he'll find the front or thereabouts and give you a sight. So 14, 7, 13, and 12. As far as best bets go, I made it, I know, a star in race 8. I think he'll give you a good sight. Also keen on the chances in race 6 of number 1, Let's Try. And best value, I thought, possibly in the last Eastern Glow. So that's my look at Rosehill Gardens. Nick Burney will be back next week on the B-Set. We'll have a look at the Hawkesbury Guineas meeting as we wrap up the B-Set for the Autumn Carnival. Best of luck to everyone over the weekend. Cheers.